From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
If you're looking for a betting edge on Sunday's games, we have you covered here at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to every pick by every host and every guest. The tools like the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports, limited time offer. VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up for only $9.99, VSiN.com/subscribe. Mike Pritchard joins us now. Played 9 years in the NFL, former first-round pick, MVP of the championship team at Colorado, and a VSiN host now as well to talk championship Sunday. Your former teammate and buddy, Eric Bieniemy, what do you think he should do now and go exclusively shotgun with Mahomes in light of what you saw Sunday and the jogging session yesterday?
Yeah, great to be with you guys, by the way. It's interesting because we saw Patrick going in a straight line mostly. And I think going in a straight line, he proved that he could do that in the game, even though he was hobbled back then. But now he's going through treatment. He's going through some rehab stuff, and maybe the ankle's feeling better. But I think they got a really good tape job on there as well as a brace. But, you know, in the pocket, you're going to be moving side to side. You're going to be taking quicker steps. You're going to have to push off too. And that's something that Patrick Mahomes said in a press conference, that I'm going to push off to feel what it feels like, to see what it feels like that way. So what we're watching right now in terms of the video and going straight ahead and bouncing on that, I mean, you have to tolerate the pain, right? And I think that's something Patrick can do. He's dislocated his kneecap before. He's a tough, tough kid. But I think he's still going to be compromised. Eric will keep him in the pocket. He'll become a pocket passer. Paulie and Mitch, they changed their offense based on what Anarumo did to them anyway. And that's, you know, trying to keep Patrick contained and preventing those big plays like he wants to do a lot of times. And so they forced him to be more patient. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy designed this offense for Patrick to be more patient. And that's what he's going to have to do coming up this weekend.
If they win, how compromised could he be in the Super Bowl?
Well, he's going to go through pain regardless. I mean, my own injury, whether it was a knee or an ankle, I mean, you're still going to go through pain. And I was getting my knee drained three times a week. I think Patrick will go through a round of treatment and rehab regardless of the outcome. Certainly. Now, if they win, they move on to the Super Bowl. You're looking at pain management, too. And so that's a big deal, because I think at this stage of the game, you're this close to the Super Bowl. You're going to do anything and everything you can to get out there. And if that's a tore-it-all shot, I think that's on the table for sure. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely be, where's the Toradol for this one?
So explain that then, Pritch, because assuming that he does get the Toradol shot on Sunday, explain what that does to the human body. And then if they do win again, like the impact of what the body goes through after that, and then will he take another shot on Super Bowl Sunday in that situation?
Well, I mean, what Toradol does, at least for me, it turned back the clock. I mean, you go on year nine out there, and it turned back the clock at least 4 or 5 years for me. And it's like an anti-inflammatory slash painkiller too, right? And so you don't feel any pain. And you feel a little bit, but not to the point where it's going to bother you and compromise you that way. But the biggest side effect, if you will, or positive side effect or positive outcome is the lack of inflammation. So I had mobility and I had speed. And I think from an ankle standpoint, there's not a ton of swelling, but it's so painful from a high ankle sprain. And if they really have a tight brace on that, fellas, then you are talking about pain management. So if something can help you with that, then Toradol certainly can do it. Now, the after effects, obviously, is when it wears off, you're going to feel everything. The rigors of the pain, the rigors of being on starting and stopping on that ankle, that injury. And so you just have to go through the round of rehab and certainly treatment again. And but we're accustomed to that. And certainly at this point, Patrick Mahomes is highly familiar with that.
How would you try to take away and limit Kelce if you're Cincinnati?
I don't think they can. To me, that's the matchup, fellas. Okay. I mean, you know, Kelce, Eric can hide him around. They can make him an H-back. They can make him a true tight end. They can split him out at wide receiver. They can put him in the backfield. They can motion him. And so if you're utilizing Kelce that way, which he's the ultimate weapon, then, you know, how do you take that away if you're Cincinnati? Because Cincinnati's defense, that's what they're predicated on. They want to take away the number one option. Go to Diggs. Go to any matchup that certainly would a team would feature. And if you even go back to watch that first game, they tried to do that against Kelce this year, earlier this year. So I think Eric and Andy Reid will certainly be more creative this time around with their personnel to help out Patrick Mahomes as well. Kelce, he's the third leading player in the National Football League with yards after the catch. And that's behind Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler, I want to say.
Okay. How about Jones? Now, does he wreak havoc here against this? Do we see now the issues with the Cincinnati offensive line in this Kansas City pass rush?
Yeah, I think Karras is back, right? The center, that situation. And, I mean, you know, the tackles, the two tackles are compromised there for Cincinnati. The right tackle was on skates against Baltimore. So if you're Spags and Kansas City, you're going to put Chris Jones on the outside to see if you can match up against the right tackle. You're going to move him around. You know, Daquan Jones was out for Buffalo, as well as Jordan Phillips. He only played about 19 snaps. That's over 600 pounds of beef that Cincinnati did not have to deal with, man, out there in that divisional round. So this time around, they're going to have to deal with Chris Jones with those injured offensive linemen up front.
Okay. How about the NFC game? And do we've mentioned how you can beat San Francisco throwing deep, and time and time again, they've allowed the big play. Does A.J. Brown go off?
I hope so. I mean, you're looking at his props now. It's expensive. I think it's juiced up now to go over his receiving yards and catches, over 4.5 catches, I think. is minus 135 or something like that. I have to check it again. But to me, he's got to be featured in this game because what San Francisco wants to do with those speedy linebackers, essentially, they got seven DBs on the field because those linebackers, Warner and Greenlaw, they run like they're defensive backs. And so they can take away a lot of things intermediate for the Eagles. But what can't happen for San Francisco, and I don't think consistently, they can't take away the big play on the outside. What Kellen Moore did not follow up on is when he put CeeDee Lamb on the outside and he created that big play for Dallas. If he would have followed up on that kind of concept or those kind of design plays or those matchups, if you will, I think Dallas would have had more success, but they stayed scheme-oriented. I think the Eagles, by bringing A.J. Brown over, they told us and they told me earlier on that they have a matchup now, a matchup for Jalen Hurts. And so anytime you see a defense trying to take something specifically away, which is the middle of the field, then go on the outside and go outside the numbers and feature a guy like A.J. Brown. So I think the Eagles need to do that to have success in this game.
And Pritch, that's the difference right there, between OCs, right? You cannot compare Kellen Moore to former UNLV quarterback, current Philadelphia OC, Shane Steichen. Come on, let's get real. Steichen's the real deal.
He is, Mitch. I've been highly impressed with him more as a coordinator than a quarterback back in the day when I was calling his games. No, Sirianni's involved in that too. But, you know, it goes to Howie. You know, Howie Roseman bringing these guys over, and we call him Mr. Transaction because there's not a transaction out there that he doesn't like, right? And so he brings A.J. Brown specifically, Devontae Smith to a certain extent too, and Dallas Goedert. Those guys are mismatches, right? And I think if you're Steichen and Sirianni on top of that, you have to find a way to feature that because from a scheme standpoint, a textbook standpoint, that's Kellen Moore to a T. But I do think Steichen has more talent in recognizing certain matchups out there.
Mike Pritchard, our guest, former NFL wide receiver, current VSiN host here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, all year long. You've been telling us about teasers that you like, regular season, end of the playoffs. Did you originally do a Bengals 49ers teaser? If not, did you reverse it once the Bengals were favored and do Chiefs 49ers? And if you didn't do that, are you going to wait now to get your chance to do? How are you approaching this week with all this, you know, the point spreads all over the board and with teaser possibilities?
You know, from a teaser standpoint, it was a perfect storm for me because the volatility of news. And so we had line movement, right? And whether I was going to have an opportunity early on with Cincinnati to tease them up or with the news about Patrick Mahomes and injury to be able to tease them up. So it so happened during Lombardi line, that line was moving. And Ben Wilson identified a quick moment in which that line got up to 3, meaning Cincinnati was laying 3, right? For 4 minutes, I think it was. So I actually jumped on the teaser with the Chiefs and certainly the 49ers. I got them up to 8.5. I got them through 2 possessions. This year, fellas, we've had more one-possession games in the history of the National Football League. And so I got through 2 possessions right there through the 8.5. On the home dog now with the Chiefs, although it could be a pick 'em. And then certainly the road dog situation with Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers.
So that did happen while you were on the air this week, just to confirm. There was one book in town that moved to Bengals -3 for a handful of minutes.
About 4 minutes. Okay. Ben Wilson identified real quick. You had to be real quick on that one.
Yeah, no kidding. So who's playing in the Super Bowl then?
Well, in our pro football betting guide, I had the 49ers going in there. So I'm going to stick with that. Even though I got the teaser, certainly, I'm you know, I think the 49ers, they have a great, great chance to get the victory on the road, even with Brock Purdy. I mean, I had that conviction with Trey Lance at the beginning of the year. And I had Buffalo matched up. So obviously, they got to wipe them out. I think because of the injury, I like the teaser with the Chiefs. But Cincinnati, man, they've been on a roll in back-to-back years. If they can solve the Chris Jones situation, it looks like Cincinnati is going to go back to the Super Bowl.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time as always. Good luck with your bets this weekend.
Thank you. Good luck with yours as well.
Yeah, he's on Twitter, at M.I. Pritchard. Played in the league for 9 years. Current VSiN host. Great perspective there. And what Mahomes is looking at with a total shot on Sunday if they win, the after effects of that. Up next, win some, lose some. We'll recap last night's betting action. How about this now? There is a 24-1 run currently going on.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
You believe it? It happened again. Thanks to Ian Duncan, Chris Otto, the guys who follow us year-round in the NHL. Vancouver, goal in the first 10 when they're on the road. 24-1. Seattle scored 7 minutes in. But one this year on the road. 25 games we've seen a goal in the first 10 minutes with Vancouver.
Crazy, Paulie. I know it was Moneyline Marv back east who was surprised on Twitter yesterday. Wait a second, guys. You didn't put it in pocket? How? It's an autoplay. I will tell you that I searched during the show yesterday and up to probably an hour before faceoff last night, right? Yeah. I couldn't find it at a single book out here.
It's funny. A lot of people like to poke fun at what goes on outside of Nevada. Mm. And we are awful in Nevada for menu and other eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't get a first-round leader in golf. You can't get a goal in the first 10 minutes of a hockey game.
Couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah. Calgary, 16-3 run. These are all on the road. Toronto, 13-2 run. Washington, 9 in a row. Dallas, 8-1 run. Home, Ducks, goal in the first 10 at home, 9 in a row. San Jose, 12-13. Overall, goal in the first 10. Vegas is on an 11-1 run with the yes. Blue Jackets surprised Edmonton. They were 3-1. Home teams in the NBA went 8-2 straight up. Nuggets, Bucks under. 236 down to 227.5. Easy, 107-99. More on that coming up. Warriors, Grizzlies over. 239.5 up to 246. You won if you got there early. 242. Curry tossed for throwing his mouthpiece. Jazz, Blazers over. 235.5 up to 239.5. 134, 124. Lillard with 60. Houston Central Florida over. 122 up to 128. 82-71. St. John's Creighton over. 150 up to 154. 104-76. Vermont from 5 up to 8.5. Won by 25. Also, when some Cowboys won a playoff game before the Orioles. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The Cowboys got the playoff win.
You have to admit, though, that was a pretty good prop that I made back in May.
Because the Orioles looked like you were going to get in there.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Absolutely. Subscribe. Be part of the team. VSiN.com. VSiN Pro. You always want to watch the show and see these tweets and videos. Unprecedented. What happened last night. Tim Benz on the call. Loyola and Duquesne. Well, look at this. An Uber Eats driver came on the floor. The guy for Loyola's got the ball in the corner. He's being guarded. And he's ready to drive. And here comes the guy with the McDonald's. And look at this. He walks right on the floor, and the official's got to stop the game. I mean, here's the audio with the call, and Tim Benz, take it away.
We'll let it go into the bench, and Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage.
and we got an official's timeout. And somebody came on the floor on the far side. Looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something there. He's carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. You can bring it over here.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner.
There he is, right there in the corner.
Yeah, yay.
So this guy is actually – who's he delivering it to?
The ref.
The
ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm – well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him like, I didn't say now. Later. That's got to be unbelievable. That's got to be something – that the highlight shows are going to have a blast with.
Has the guy never been to a basketball game?
I have so many questions about this.
The guy walked right on the floor while the game was going on.
One would be, now, is it possible, right? Is it possible there's a small group of people like this person delivering Uber Eats who doesn't even know what basketball is?
Oblivious to their surroundings. Oh, absolutely.
100%. Not a sports fan, never gotten into it, walks into the arena and like, well, what is this? This is odd to me.
Yeah.
But I got to find the person who ordered them. I'll walk onto this court, I guess. Is this a big deal?
Yeah.
No clue. Absolutely clueless.
Not a bad move by the guy who was taking the game in to say, let me get McDonald's. Although they'll rob you with the fees, though, with McDonald's. It's like Hoosiers where Hopper's drunk. Comes running onto the floor.
I know.
It's like, what are you doing? Well, it's too dated, but Spicoli. Mr. Hand, pizza over here.
Who got
Spicoli
the pizza?
Ordered pizza in class. Brilliant.
Right here. are the concessions down at the arena? The person ordered
maybe
Uber
bad
Eats?
Off. I don't know. Maybe it was just day-old nachos and stale nachos not having it.
I'm telling you, if Saturday night, if they don't, like SNL should do a skit on something like this. People that could get away with Uber Eats in just various events. Can somebody get into the Super Bowl now? Is this going to be a scam? Hey, Uber Eats!
They won't let him in.
I got 19 cheeseburgers here. Yeah, here's my order, section 8, whatever.
At the opening of Circa, the guy who does the suits and the tailor for Derek Stevens ordered McDonald's at the pool. The valet guy delivered double cheeseburgers to him.
You're kidding.
Absolutely. I was there. I saw it. I go, hey, Art, what are you doing? The valet. He goes, the guy gave me $100 to bring him a couple quarter pounders. The tailor for Derek Stevens.
Wow.
I saw the whole thing. Yeah. it's a scene, man. Absolutely.
I watched that video 7-8 times last night. I was laughing for a half an hour. I sent it to everybody that I know.
Yeah.
Like, you have to watch this.
Unbelievable. The concessions must suck at Duquesne.
They have to.
Guy orders McDonald's. How about this? Matthew Berry. Not bad. You know, we talked about Dable yesterday with Coach of the Year. Barry brings up a good point. Dable did a great job. I'm a fan. But the preseason win total for the Giants was 7. They won 9 and stayed healthy. 2 games over expected. 2+. Seattle preseason win total was 5.5. They won 9. And he made Geno Smith a thing.
Yeah, made the playoffs.
And he made who had Seattle in the playoffs? Everyone had him one of the worst teams in the league.
Go back to August,
and it was
a conversation between Chicago, Atlanta, Seattle, worst teams in football, Houston right there with them.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Forgot about Carroll. No doubt about it.
The more I think about it, the more disappointed I'm going to be if Dable wins the award.
Okay, I concur. Lose some. Nets Sixers under 228, down to 225. Not even close. 137, 133 Philly. They're hot. And the Bucks from 7 up to 12.5, 1-8. Denver sat everybody. It was supposed to be one of the marquee games. Big move, and the only one if you got there early. Lose some? How about the artist Banksy? He does this, I guess, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stunt. He sets up a booth in New York run by a random person. No one realized it was real Banksy art. After 7 hours, 3 people bought a total of $420 worth of art.
and watching this video, there's one person who comes in. He bought, 4 things? And he bought it. He wanted something on his walls at his new place. As my wife said, who's a big fan of Banksy, this person walked in to put something on his new walls. Now that person can turn that into a mansion.
That's how much this stuff's worth?
Oh, millions.
You're kidding.
No, I am not.
And this guy does it as a stunt on a regular basis. Yeah,
and nobody knows who he is. Nobody.
So this guy made a fortune with the pieces he bought.
Once he finds out exactly what he fell into here, he can sell it and just, that's it. There you go. Bam.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Great tweet. This is a lose some. That's actually a win some, now it turns out. But a great move by Banksy. Want to lose some? Hey, I'm going home. Model Homes retired baseball stadium in Osaka, Japan. Look at this surreal piece of theater. Look at that. There, you're living inside of a baseball stadium. You see the parking lot, then you see the home set up there. What the?
It's a pretty amazing idea.
Wow.
I couldn't do it, though. I'd be too claustrophobic.
All right.
I don't want to be that close. I don't want to be, what I'm saying? You have to drive into the stadium every day to go home, and then there's how many other homes are? Hey, boy.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. There you go.
We understand they're model homes, by the way, but in that situation, if that's where people are actually going to live,
The whole setup is nuts.
Sure.
Come on.
My number of how many 49ers jerseys will we see in Philadelphia this week? And I said 19 and a half. And I understand. Look, I mean, they travel as well as anybody in the entire league. This is from Nick on Twitter. It will be way over 19 jerseys. You will be surprised. I'm a diehard Giants fan, and there are always tons of Giants jerseys there when I go. Niners fans travel. There's also an NFC title game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a big difference. They're flying from your West Coast. You're going to make no way. You cannot sell your ticket to the NFC title game. This is why you have the season tickets.
They love this team.
Well, you go. They're fanatics.
They've been a machine all year long.
No way.
Niners fans do have a lot of money, though. If people want to make some cash, they want to turn around and sell them on the secondary market. That's a possibility. And Niners fans, Eagles fans, they're rowdy. Niners fans can bust it up with them as well.
Well, Niner fans need to be made aware of what they're getting into. Oh, yeah, I want to go on the road and watch my team play in the NFC title game. You might catch a beat.
Again, you're playing earlier today. Look what happened to the Vikings fans when they traveled to Philadelphia.
Yeah, YouTube that. Mark Rosen and how Vikings fans were treated. Yes.
We'll get to our in-pocket plays, what we're betting on the docket today, coming up here on Follow the Money.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Here we go with our in-pocket plays. I have added longest completion for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts over 38.5 yards. I broke this down in the 7:45 a.m. segment today, Eastern time of the show. If you want to go back and listen, search Follow the Money wherever you get your podcasts. But basically, it comes down to this. The Eagles rank fifth overall in passing explosiveness percentage, right? The 49ers on defense are 21st overall. And in recent form, the Eagles are going over 38.5 in many, many games going back. And the 49ers against much worst teams throwing the football have allowed a lot of big plays for 5 or 6 weeks in a row. That includes Washington, Arizona, Las Vegas, Devontae Adams, Seattle, and Dallas in the playoff game as well. And the secondary can be had, in my opinion, by the 49ers. And I'm going to go over 38.5 for Jalen Hurts. And I know Matt Eumanns had a loser on the show the other day with Penn State +6. He's very good in college basketball, and he has the pulse on Purdue better than anybody I've ever met in my entire life. He went there, and for years, he knows the Boilermakers basketball team and football team inside and out. He said, watch the number on Thursday. And I believe he said if it's 3 or better, take Michigan.
Okay.
Well, I will back him again. I'm gonna ride his coattails here and hopefully cash this ticket tonight. I'll go Michigan +5 at home against Purdue.
Very good. All right. Getting close, right? Couple days away from the games. Enough talk already. Let's get there. This number's moved against me now. I can't believe it. There's 46.5s out there with this Eagle total.
Okay.
Very surprised with that, that's gone up. I like bet under 45.5. Monday, bet the Bengals +1.5. More on that coming up where it could wind up. Will Burrow throw an interception? No, even money. Every team with a rushing touchdown 3-1. Every team kicks a field goal Sunday. Even money. Will there be points in every quarter? Yes. Minus 165. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials. Posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com. You can find these picks with every pick mentioned by every host and guest. VSiN.com/picks.
Paul, I'm seeing 46.5 now on the screen everywhere.
Yep.
For that total.
Uh-huh. Updated numbers at DraftKings. Remember we did this when the playoffs started? Most passing yards, entire playoffs. Burrow now the favorite, plus 110. Purdy plus 120. Well, Mahomes and Hurts had the bye, and then Mahomes was hurt, and Hurts had an easy time of it, and they took it easy on the Giants. So Pat's 9-1, Hurts is 12. And Pat's also hurt, so even
I would say
the extra game has been enormous here, and that's...
Okay, I'm pretty intrigued by that number, though, with Mahomes.
Are you? Okay.
They win that game.
Go back-to-back 350, yeah.
He can at 9-1.
Purdy could win, and he throws for 170?
He's...
All right.
I think that might be a decent way to... So I got the Bengals now. I'm fully I'm set up okay. I'm much better off if the Bengals win this than the Chiefs, because I bet the Chiefs to win the AFC plus 145. But I think that might not be a bad way to kind of like hedge it as well. If Mahomes is going to be okay, they win the game, he'll have a third one, and he can throw for a bunch of yards. Okay.
McCaffrey is plus 125 for rushing. Mixon's plus 250. Sanders plus 550. Pacheco plus 650. Gainwell's 13-1. Hurts is 20.
That's a really good. You got to break that down into handicap.
Tough, yeah.
I'll just reverse what I just said. On Mahomes going 9-1, looking at that alone, Mixon plus 250. Don't you think there's a real path there for him? Because if they win this game, he'll get another one. That'll be four overall for him.
Yeah.
And look at how good they were against the Bills last week. And again, if they recognize early on that they can run against the Chiefs. I think Taylor's going to be okay doing that.
And McCaffrey has the calf, and Mitchell's going to get carries too. Receiving, Chase plus 150. Debo plus 225. Kelsey, great game, but one game, plus 650. Kittle, 10-1.
Mm. The Kittle Super Bowl MVP number has been on the move all week long. I saw low as 60-1 yesterday now.
Smith, Brown, Ayuk, 20-1. Higgins, 25-1. That's most receiving yards for the entire playoffs.
Okay.
That is excellent. So Dustin, our producer, mentioned it, and we're also getting several tweets saying this has to be some kind of a hoax, calling shenanigans with the McDonald's Uber.
Yeah, but I...
To what you said earlier, there are people out there who are completely oblivious to their surroundings going on.
Right. I mean, you have to remove yourself from... Like, this show is very specific. I mean, we talk about sports, but we also... I mean, sports betting... The entire world, believe it or not, they don't have action on tonight's game. Like, there are people out there who have never paid attention to sports. But here's the thing.
Put that picture up. Yeah, look at this. There's a basketball game going on. The guy in the corner's got the ball for Loyola, and the guy's right next to him bringing his McDonald's.
He's playing. They're double-teaming the guy. So he's on the court.
He's on the court. That's, yes.
But also, if it's, I'm not going to go hoax, but I'll say this. Is it possible this Uber Eats driver lost a bet or was dared to bring food into the arena and actually do this? Like the person who ordered it on the app.
Walk on the floor, though. If that was that part of the bet?
Maybe that's part of the bet.
Right. Why is he walking on the floor? He's right next to the player. He could shake his hand.
Maybe that this is like Impractical Jokers, right? I mean, they're willing to do anything on TV as a gag. Maybe the person who ordered in the arena is friends with this guy and said, look, I'm going to put in an order. I want you to bring it to the game. And I want you to act, Paulie, like you just said, completely oblivious, and you walk on the court to try to find me like you have no idea what's going on. Here's the bet. I will bet you $100 you won't do it. I'll bet you $200 you won't do it, whatever. And the guy says, okay, I'll take that bet. I'll do it, no problem. Some people operate like this. They have onions of stone. Nothing bothers them whatsoever.
Yeah, how is the guy, should the guy be allowed in? Can the guy, no, seriously, can he just, security's going to let him in? Hey, what are you doing? I don't have a ticket. But someone ordered food. I'm an Uber. I'm going to bring it, and he's in the stands.
Is it possible that he was actually at the game? He had an Uber Eats sticker with him, or works Uber Eats. There's a McDonald's in the arena. He went up to get it, and then that's part of the joke as well.
Oh, my. It's got to be movies.
We're just trying to think, because people are, like, hitting us up all day long. Guys, this is fake.
Well, who's in it? For who, though? Who's in on it? McDonald's? I mean, what's the hoax? What's the drum-up business? Is it Uber Eats?
No. I think my thing is side bet. My thing is a side bet between
I know, but with the other people, with the, right.
Yeah, I don't get the hoax angle. At a Duquesne basketball game to make a viral video?
If you wanted to do it and go, well, you're going to succeed going viral. But if you really wanted to hit a home run, you would do it at a bigger event. You wouldn't do it at Loyola and Duquesne on a Wednesday. Yeah.
So you do it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Coming Carl's up. Jr., Uber Eats. Come on. I got 42 cheeseburgers. I got to get these delivered.
God. You know, fan behavior is always something. And what we see in the NBA from time to time and people, I bought a ticket to the game. I can do whatever I want, sure. Say whatever I want. Sure. Can you imagine if Fan Man happened today? We're dating ourselves, but it was it Bo Holyfield?
Yeah.
A guy came in, parachuted into the ring.
I had somebody tell me last night, this is more improbable than the parachute guy. I'm not so sure about that.
No. The guy nailed the landing. He came into the ring while it was going on. And they beat him with the brick. The cell phones were bricks back then.
The guy's lucky he walked out of there alive.
Oh, they shoot him down now.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
They take care of him.
That will never happen again, right?
No.
How can it? With security that we have nowadays?
Guy coming in like that?
Well, first of all, we never have outdoor boxing events, which is sad. We should go back to those days.
Yeah, or you never have a big boxing event.
I know.
How the sport is.
Let me give you this. An email that we got. It's ftm@vsin.com. And we also put this up on Twitter. At VSIN Live, our discussion on the NBA and how it's so difficult to bet the sport right now. And you never know until before tip-off sometimes, an hour before. You can have an idea, but you never really have concrete information. This is from Brennan. He said, Mitch, I work for a sports analytics firm with a gambling line of business. We have three full-time guys analyzing daily starting lineups and player availability. One guy is on until 9:30 p.m. East Coast, as it takes about 15 minutes from the confirmation until our simulations are complete enough to find plays on sides, totals, and player props. Last night, for example, the Lakers game, rosters were not 100% confirmed until about 9:15 p.m. Eastern. Contrast this with any other sport. In NCAA basketball, for example, we are fully booked by 1 p.m. each day, except for Saturdays. It's ridiculous and just goes to show you anybody making a living betting NBA is a total grinder. You have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, our show ends 12 hours before tip-off on the West Coast. I think we had four late games last night in the NBA.
Yeah.
We can have an idea of what's going to happen on a back-to-back, but we're not even close to getting, confirmation. We are a half a day away sometimes from getting actually, real lineups.
7-point move in that Sacramento-Memphis game. When these teams are on lengthy road trips, how they... sit guys. And a team that has had success, like a Golden State, would just, okay, everyone's out. Steve Kerr, I apologize. Yep. But Kerr, in his apology, said, we got to go to 72 games. We have to.
Yep. I did see there was a tweet that we got today saying that it's got to be like soccer. They pointed out that soccer lineups have to be in 2 hours before the match starts. The 2 hours?
Is that what it is?
That'd be a good start.
All right.
That'd be a good starting point. The Memphis game you brought up was 50 minutes before.
God.
Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, a bunch of player props to look at. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Bet $10 on the conference championship games and get a square. Football fans, it's this weekend. Check it out, BetRivers.com. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing the exclusive BetRivers squares this season. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
All right, let's hit some player props here. Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian joins the program now. Only, what, two appearances left?
Oh, don't say that.
That's sad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is. It's
just three NFL games left until September.
Oh, don't even say that. Oh. Come on, Charch. You can't. Oh,
man.
God.
Oh.
Makes me sick.
Man, we're gonna be wading through 1,000 baseball games and, you know, like college basketball, pretending we care, waiting for the football season to roll around. Yeah.
Well, you have season tickets to the Twins, so I know that you get excited 81 days out of the year to go watch them play in person. So I was trying to make the case a little earlier. I would actually search for alternate props to go under on Brock Purdy passing yards this week. I think it's I think he's up against it. I mean that pass rush, that secondary, it's all elite, right? Yeah. Going to be tough for him. What say you?
Totally agree. The line right now is sitting at 220.5. He's been under that line himself 5 of his 8 games. The 3 over games where he managed to go over 225, by the way, the average ranking in pass defense by those teams was 15th. Mm. Eagles are arguably the NFL's best pass defense, and actually, I don't even think there's much of an argument that they're not. Get this. 13 of the last 14 quarterbacks to face the Eagles have failed to hit the line at 220.5. Worse, they're not even close. They're averaging 183 yards per game. That's 40 yards under the line. This line is pretty broken. And if, in case you think Philly's pass defense is not as good as we're saying it is, here's some data for you. They're number one in net passing yards per game. They're number two in gross passing yards per game. They're number one in sack percentage. They're number one in yards per pass attempt. They're number one in pass rush by Pro Football Focus. And they're fifth in pass coverage by Pro Football Focus. This is a brutal matchup. Brock Purdy has gotten a primrose path to the NFC Championship game. It totally ends here in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, you also like Ayuk under. So who does anything for San Francisco then offensively? Who gets yards? Who gets rushing, receiving?
Well, at their line, nobody. There is not a Niner I would take at their line right now.
Wow.
Nobody. Not one. And I'm factoring in injuries to McCaffrey, which worries me a lot. I would consider his receiving over were he fully healthy. Elijah Mitchell. I'm interested in Elijah Mitchell. He's hurt too. So there's not an angle I like here. There's none. And it depends a little bit on if whether or not Avante Maddox ends up playing their slot cornerback for the Eagles. If he doesn't go, then I've got a little bit more interest on slot guys like Juwan Jennings and maybe Deebo Samuel. But let's talk Brandon Ayuk for a minute. And why am I going to isolate him for his under 45.5? I'm nervous about Purdy, as I just mentioned. His receivers all feel like unders to me as well. The guy to target for an underplay is whoever's going to see the most of cornerback James Bradbury. He is awesome. Now, all of the Niners receivers run from all over the field, but Ayuk lines up on the left side the most often, and that is the James Bradbury side. That's bad for Ayuk. Let's talk Bradbury for a minute. Last week, Bradbury gave up 3 yards in his coverage. 3.
Man.
Over the past 8 games, he's allowed 17 yards per game. 8 games, I mean, we're talking about like half a season here. This is a gigantic sample size. He's 17 yards per game. And Ayuk will run around and play other sides of the field. He runs on that side about 45% of the plays. But when you go to the other side of the field, he's got Darius Slay. The Slay ride is not much better. He's giving up 28 yards per game in his coverage. So there's no easy coverages for Ayuk. It's all bad. So, yeah, we're going to go under the 45 and a half yards on Ayuk.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, people are listening, Charge. This is no joke. You're moving the Brock Purdy number.
No, we're not. I would like to think that we have that kind of
I just saw it on an app. It just happened. You just moved the number.
Jeez. Well, it should be. It's absurd that it's as high as it was. Just based on the one stat that I gave you, alone 13 of the last 14 quarterbacks to face Philly have failed to hit that number.
Yes.
That alone should move this line.
Yeah. Okay, so then what about for the Eagles? It was Gainwell on the ground last week. He was awesome. How do you want to approach him this week against the Niners?
We're going to go for the receiving angle on Gainwell. In a nutshell, when you're looking at Philadelphia running backs, if you think the Eagles will complete one pass to a running back, just one, in the entire game, you got to take Kenneth Gainwell for over 7.5 yards because Miles Sanders and Boston Scott simply don't catch passes. They don't even get targeted. Now, Gainwell has been targeted at least once in 8 straight games, and he has gone over this. He's gone over 7 yards in 6 of the last 7 games. And here's the best part. For as great as the Niners' defense is, and it's obviously really good, this is the one spot where they struggle. The Niners rank 26th in receptions allowed to running backs and 16th in yards allowed to running backs. The average running back receiving line against the Niners, 5 receptions for 34 yards. I need 1/5 of all of those numbers to hit Kenneth Gainwell over 7.5 yards. This one feels like a great opportunity. Broken line, I go get Kenneth Gainwell over 7.5 receiving yards.
Okay. Before we get to the props on the AFC game, what do you expect from Mahomes?
Well, based on the data that we saw, the camera work that we saw yesterday, the ankle looked fine. And then, as people have probably talked to you this week, the last time he played on 0 weeks off on a high ankle sprain, he threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. So I'm still expecting him to be reasonably safe here. But, you know, I think he'll certainly start and likely finish the game. But, you know, we're taking away a key component of his game is his ability to extend plays with his legs, which is huge. So I'm nervous about, you know, overall, I am nervous about him and this passing game, but do expect him to play through it and still play well. But just, I don't think we're going to get the miracle plays because most of those miracle plays that we see out of Mahomes don't happen in the pocket. They happen when he extends plays.
Do you expect the Bengals to win the game?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. We'll talk about one of the angles here in just a minute.
Okay. Well, it is rushing yards for the Chiefs. I'm actually, my gut reaction was, I can't believe the number's that high. It's Jerick McKinnon. So you want to go under on him?
Yeah, he's 30.5 rushing yards, and it's absurd. This line is way out of whack.
Wow. Okay,
so let's get this out of the way right now. First, McKinnon, these teams met in week 13. McKinnon ran for 51 yards. So you're like, well, 31 seems really easy. The catch is, every other data point I can give you is all screams under. That's the only reason to think McKinnon might get over 30.5 rushing yards. So he's been under 31 rushing yards in 4 straight games, the last month of games, and on the season, 16 of his 19 games were under the line, 30.5 rushing yards. McKinnon has been, in the games in which he's gotten over the 31.5 rushing yards, he's had to carry the ball at least 8 times, which he does not do. That's really, really rare for him, and it's only happened 3 times all season. And Cincinnati is a great run defense that's rounding into fantastic form of late. Since seeing McKinnon in week 13, the Bengals are giving up 3.4 yards per carry to runners. That's it. That would put them number one on the season at 3.4 yards per carry. McKinnon would need 10 carries to hit the over. He only had 10 carries twice all season. That's not going to happen. Clyde Edwards-Helaire might return. There's a lot of reason here to think that Jerick McKinnon's not going to sniff 30.5 rushing yards.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Wrapping it up here with Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchin on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Your final player prop, and I love this. You got to look below the surface a lot, right? Forget the star players because those numbers are going to be really, really tight. Who do you like that's kind of a non-household name this week?
Kansas City's backup tight end, Noah Gray. His line is 10.5 yards. Now, he has topped 10.5 yards 9 of the last 10 games. I mean, so there's that right there. So you're probably thinking, well, if he's topped 10.5 yards, you know, this line is so broken, the Bengals must be great against tight ends. Well, no, they're not. They allowed the 8th most catches to tight ends, the 7th most yards to tight ends. Last week, Dawson Knox led the Bills in receptions and receiving yards against the Bengals out of the whole team. It was Dawson Knox who was your leader. Backup tight ends, just in recent weeks, backup tight ends who have topped 11 yards against Cincinnati. And again, these are the backups. Week 18, somebody named Charlie Kohler. The week 17 was the DeMar Hamlin game. That's out. Week 16, Jonnu Smith. Week 15, Kate Otten. And before that, week 13, Noah Gray. He himself topped the 10.5 yards. So he runs routes on 19 routes per game. That's enough to get him the one catch that we need for 10.5 yards. There's your play. Over 10.5 yards. Noah Gray.
Excellent job. How's Last of Us on HBO?
Great. This is, if you love Chernobyl, this is the same, a lot of the same people involved in Chernobyl. It's gritty. Don't get turned off by the fact that Last of Us is a video game adaptation, okay, which have been universally awful. You do not need to have played the video game. And this execution is the best video game adaptation ever.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Not close.
And they're releasing it.
Which is not saying a lot either, by the way.
Oh, okay. It's only one show. It's one episode per week. Yeah.
Yeah, we're only two episodes in. It's on HBO. Yes, they're parsing it out. You know, they're dragging it along like they did Chernobyl.
It's fine. I like that sometimes, actually.
Yeah,
you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Charchian. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, my friend. See you later.
Yep, talking a couple of weeks in for the Super Bowl as well.
Excellent job.
Boy, the analysis there was awesome.
Yes, it was.
The breakdowns, very good out of him. Back tomorrow. One final show before Championship Sunday. Yeah.
Come back Monday. We know he's in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
my
boy.
God. Where's the time go?
Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll see you.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.